Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In a presidential election season that's had plenty of partisan fights, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Bernie Sanders were among the candidates in Manchester, New Hampshire today, promising to reach across the political aisle if they're elected. As WBUR's Fred Bever reports, both men were out to prove that they are practitioners of the art of compromise.
The event was staged by a group called No Labels. The organization aims to end hyper-partisanship in America, and 10 of the presidential candidates were scheduled to speak. In a pitch toward the sponsor's bipartisan message, Republican Donald Trump said that compromise is good, as long, he added, as you win. Trump says he can bring people together, as he put it, and he gave the example of how he rebuilt what is now the Trump skating rink in New York's Central Park, back when Democrat Ed Koch was mayor.
I got together with everybody, the city, the council. Everything had to be done fast. The beauty is I did it in 4 months. This is after 8 years. I did it in 4 months. I did it for $1.8 million. The city had spent over $20 million. And I always say most of it was demolition. Okay? That's what happens. And you can do that with this country. You can do it with the country.
While Trump apparently would govern like a general contractor-in-chief, Sanders, appearing via live stream, promised a progressive agenda that's proven so successful with left-leaning Democrats, even as he promised to be civil about it.
And let's sit down and analyze what the most important problems are that we face as a country and figure out together how we go forward. Yeah, there are going to be big disagreements. Let's treat each other civilly. Let's treat each other respectfully. And let's not try to demonize people who may have disagreements with us.
But unlike Trump, Sanders, who is in Las Vegas preparing for the upcoming Democratic debate, took no questions. Both men were warmly greeted by the audience, but among the New Hampshire voters here, many of them invited because they were identified as swing voters, there was a healthy dose of skepticism. New Hampton resident Michael Delaney says neither Trump nor Sanders appealed.
Senator Sanders is a complete ideologue. I think Mr. Trump just has a tremendous amount of impression of himself. Now, he can do wonderful things, but that doesn't make him a president. I can make a great barbecue sauce for chicken, but that doesn't make me a chef. So I think that neither one of those are viable candidates.
That may prove so, but for now at least, Sanders and Trump each leads the New Hampshire polls for their respective primaries. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.